Jerome, you mentioned that players like Marshall Lynch and Adrian Peterson are clearly number one backs on their team, and it seems like the more they go, the better they get, as you did during the game. So many teams are going with committees anymore. Would you find that more difficult, take you out of a groove, you know, in the game, as people seem to be saving the backs more?
No, they just don't have the quality of back. The problem is, when you look at the college game, the college game is more of a throwing game. And so because they have this spread offense, they choose to go with a smaller running back, right?
Right.
So all the colleges have smaller running backs. Well, what happens when it's time to go to the NFL? The NFL looks at the 5'8", 208-pound running back, and they say, I can't give him 30 carries. He physically can't handle 30 carries. So I have to have another guy that I can give carries to. But when you look at the players that come from the colleges that are predominantly I backfield colleges, Georgia, LSU, some of the other schools that run a pro-style offense, then those running backs you look at say they can handle 30 carries. You look at Todd Gurley from Missouri. Can he handle 30 carries? Absolutely. You look at Melvin Gordon, Wisconsin, power running game, I backfield. Can he take 30 carries? Yes, he can. So I think it's just a situation where the college game is not providing those franchise running backs that they did in regularity when I was in school, where 90% of the teams ran a pro-style offense, only 10% ran a run-and-shoot passing type of offense. Now, it's the opposite way. 10% run a pro-style offense, 90% run a open style offense.